as always, we begin from a standing posture, and we always do the posture exactly the same way as we stand up. And the reason why we do that the same way is so there is a certain familiarity, a certain point of reference. So we stand up with our feet a little wider than usual, hands to the sides, and we pay attention to our hands and wrists first. And today's meditation will be the attention to the in-betweens, the attention between our postures, attention between the sounds, attention between the breath and between the thoughts. We will literally remind ourselves to pay attention there, and then we'll give ourselves time to find what that feels like, and where and how we are sensing. So we can go ahead and simply define this experience just like before we defined and looked for the sensation. If we find the sensation, now you find the attention between the sensations. And don't get discouraged if you're not sure if you're doing it right. Simply set that intention and let it guide you, let it come to you. And we'll see what happens.
Paying attention to any of the usual things like the sensations, the sounds.
So you hear the sound, but you don't focus on the sound, you focus between the sound. Now, you'll feel the change. There it is. You're not dismissing them, you're just finding your way in between them. You're more interested in what happens before and after. as you continue reminding yourself to notice the in-between, in a few moments I will recommend another technique that may make it a little easier, but I want you to experience without it naturally and see what happens and how it all comes together. So first on your own, so here we are, we're going to add another element. So as you are watching and noticing the in-betweens, see if this can help when you set yourself to receive from the moment that you notice the movement. Then you start receiving, and you pay attention to what you're receiving, to the receiving element. So you allow the movement to share something, and then you are just receiving and setting yourself to receive, and no longer focusing on the sensation of the movement or of the sound. Most of the time, we are not willing to receive.
left side is closed. The energy of receiving is closed.
Because the giving feels so good.
So the left side is closed?
I'm just relating it to the left side, the energy of the left side, but it's not necessarily the left side right now, but that's where the energy from. The left side energy is the receiving energy. Remember, the right side is the one that builds the container. The container is the left side. When we're creating the spheres of King Solomon, the left side is the receiving energy. The right side is the giving, and it builds the form. And that's what we usually pay attention to, is the form of things, of sound, of light. And right now, we want to pay attention to the receiving side of it, to that which forms it. To its actual source. And by that, we have to resonate at that level. We have to resonate at the receiving level. sense the shift. Mm-hmm. The last few moments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Completely new mind. Okay. As soon as you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Sensing that. What happened?
Well, it's like I'm expanded, but it's like place over here somewhere where I'm coming out from, and I just feel a lot of clarity and spinning, but it's like ease and clarity. It's just nothing's forced.
See this bottle over here?
Feels like a spinning out from a sphere coming out like this.
I want to test something, okay? See this bottle? Use your hand without touching it. I want you to just feel the bottle from far and see if you could actually feel where the bottle is and where the bottle isn't. Could you do that? You feel it? You feel the sensations in your hand?
It feels change.
Yes. So if you pass the bottle like this, you would know the bottle is there when you pass it, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now pass it up and down and see where the water is and where the water isn't. I know you're closing your eyes, but you don't have to close your eyes. You can do it with open eyes because you want to gauge the sensation. Okay? Now I want you to touch the label and see where the label is and where the label isn't. Yes?
Okay.
Now touch the lid. The lid is different material. You can see the lid. You can touch the lid. And then water, paper, bottle, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want you to put your hand right through the bottle and feel it right around your hand. Feel it?
Okay. Feel it now.
Okay. Just move it inside, from side to side a little bit, yeah. So you sense that magnetic field inside, yes? There's a very special magnetic field inside the body.
Yeah, I feel like, especially that, you know, I feel it in the fingers.
Uh-huh.
And the palm.
Uh-huh. And the forehead pressure, you feel the forehead pressure all this time we're working with the body?
Yeah. All around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Now I want you to move away your hand there, but still feel the bottle. I want you to do the same thing there, but feel the same bottle. Because it's really not, you were never touching it anyway, so it doesn't matter where it is.
Okay. Well, how can you do that?
You still have your focus on the bottle. Your hand is in a different direction.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
The address is still there.
Oh, okay.
Did you really think that you've touched it? You didn't. It didn't matter which direction your hand was. What mattered is where your attention was.
Okay.
Okay. And now you feel the bottle? Just find the bottle. The same way your attention is on the bottle, but your hand is just weaving somewhere else. Are you with me on that?
Okay.
So you have your bottle again.
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel the magnetic field where the bottle is, and it's free right around it. Yes. And it almost hurts your hand when you're touching it.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
So it gives you tension in your hand. Thank you. Gives you tension in your hand. Some tingling in the middle finger. Yes.
Yeah, tingling in the middle fingers.
And in the thumb. And in the tip of the index finger and other tips of the fingers as well, but mostly the middle finger gives you almost pain. Yes?
Yeah, middle finger. The other tips are tingling.
Yes. And at the same time, the pressure enhances at the top of the head.
Mm.
Good. Now I want you to put this bottle, enlarge it this way. And put it right in the center of the room. Just enlarge it.
Enlarge it
in your mind. It's the same bottle. Size doesn't matter, does it? Since the direction doesn't matter, size doesn't matter. You enlarge it, and then you put your hand inside. And now you see that your bottle changes size. Now you can go inside elbow, all the way to the elbow. In the sense of, yes?
Yeah.
And again, the pressure increases in the forehead, yes?
Yeah, also at the back of the head, too.
Do you feel coolness on the top of your head? Almost there's coolness.
Yeah. It's like almost like cool water or shallow water.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Now, did your other hand start tingling as well?
Yeah.
Especially those two fingers here.
These three fingers, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So why is that happening?
Two hands giving receiving hands. Parts of the same process. They're just giving you different signals. Okay, but right now the pressure is even stronger, yes? In the head.
Yeah, I have a tingling, tingling on the right side of my head going down the neck.
Uh-huh.
Quite a bit of tingling. So when you said it's a completely different mind, like I felt it shift. But so what happened there?
We are looking for from aim to ani.
Oh.
Instead of ani to aim.
Okay.
And that is. In the swimology, we are physically in it. You've reached a certain level of energy, and now we're using it. Okay, we're practicing, and I showed you the practice of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you're more sensitive to the world around you. Remember, we said that the moment you use the table. And you recognize the table as valuable for a different reason, everything else becomes more accessible as well.
Mm.
We've done meditations, we raised the levels of energy, now we have practiced the attention. Just if I tell somebody, pay attention to the in-betweens, wouldn't make any progress. Because they're not practiced. The ability, their energy is not at the level where they could do it. If I tell somebody, feel the bottle, feel the label, go in it, feel it there, they have no ability to quantify those sensations. They don't have a vocabulary for it. Just like a person that never swam before, put them in water and they're drowning, and you're saying, come on, come on, stay up. I say, I can't. What do you mean you can't? Look at me, I can't. Just stay up. I can't. Why? He doesn't have a vocabulary for staying up.
Yep.
The body sensation doesn't have.
Yeah.
Very often you listen to music, you talked about music. The first time you listen to the song, you may not like it as much as when you listen to it for the 10th time. And when you enjoy the song and then you listen to it 30 years later, it feels even better. Because there is an association to a certain sensation. It's the vocabulary of the body that you're hearing, not the music or the song. So once you learn the vocabulary of the body, this is why people need to come listen to classical music a few times. Gain the vocabulary. And then they become lovers of that.
Yeah.
First time they come, they say, ah, what's this classical music thing?
Yeah, it's interesting what music does too. Right?
Yeah, because it's pure vibration.
And it's a higher expression.
Pure, it's easier to acquire. So resonance of different chakras, easier to connect to. The music is everywhere. But it's not so easy to acquire because you can't, the address is not easy to connect to. The address during music, during song, during movement, the address is easy to acquire. And that's why you take the address, you connect it. Right now you are connecting to the address of the bottle. You are not connecting to the bottle. Period. Address.
Okay.
Those are formulas we're learning today. Just formulas.
Okay.
There's more to that. Yeah. Those are just formulas.
Okay.
Okay. That nothing is it needs to be touched to be felt. It doesn't have to. You don't have to look at it. You can touch it elsewhere. Touch the bottle there because it's just as much there as it is here. It's not here. Either. It's inside. So when you connect to it inside of you, it doesn't matter where it is. When you connect to it inside of you, it doesn't matter. The physical size doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. It could have been a bottle that was standing here a year ago. You could connect to it just as easily. Now, can you connect to a bottle that will be standing here a year from now? Not as easy, because you don't know if it's going to be standing here. So you could connect to it, and that would be imagination. You will still feel it, but you will be producing a movie. It will not be a true. It may not be somebody's lifeline, nor yours, nor anybody's. You're just taking one of the possibilities of that happening.
Take it.
See what happens.
Okay.
Remember, those are formulas. Just like what our meditations, when we're working with them, so are those. Those things, nothing to do with the body, the label. other things now will be seen because you're no longer attaching yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.